Jim Knight, and yes, you are. You do hear Jim Knight throughout the state fair. You hear his voice all over the fairgrounds. And Jim, it's an honor seeing you again.
Well, guys, it's great. I appreciate you coming out. Thank you so much.
All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up.
On air, online, and on your smartphone. This is the Triangle's only local news radio, 680 WPGF, Raleigh, North Carolina.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nunn. Cooler temperatures, higher humidity, less wind, all helping fire crews working now in Southern California. Most of the fires are fully contained, but in some areas, the flames are unpredictable.
It jumped across the street, and in 30 seconds, there was 2 acres on fire. And it changed from smoke to, flames, and then bigger flames.
CBS News correspondent Ben Tracy is in Escondido.
When you look at the active fires still out there, three of them are on the Camp Pendleton military base, where yesterday one of those fires really did flare up. Now, the military has been using its own aircraft, taking water out of the ocean and dumping up to 900 gallons at a time of water on those fires. They did make a lot of progress overnight and really raised those containment numbers. Now, when you look over at San Marcos, that was the real focus of firefighters earlier this week. Four homes were destroyed there, but that fire is now 50% contained.
At least three arson suspects have been arrested. Arizona Senator John McCain says Veterans Affairs is in dire need of an overhaul.
Our veterans gave us their best, but it's obvious that too often they've gotten the worst from those charged with their care.
In the Republicans' weekly address, McCain says the reported delays in care for vets is unconscionable. Robert Petzl, the VA Undersecretary for Health, has resigned. Death toll in Turkey's worst ever mining disaster, 301 now in a Tuesday explosion, 18 people unaccounted for. Protesters in Turkey are blaming the government for allowing mining companies for cutting corners when it comes to safety. CBS News correspondent Holly Williams is in the mining town of Soma.
The emergency team's efforts were hindered on Friday because there were poisonous fumes underground. Today, another fire has broken out in the mine shaft, which is again hindering those emergency operations.
Griffin Hospital in Derby, Connecticut is calling on more than 3,000 patients to be tested for diseases after discovering that insulin pens may have been improperly used on more than one patient. WFSB-TV reporter Robert Goulson.
Griffin's higher-ups say at least five nurses said they did use the pens on multiple patients or saw another nurse do it. The cartridges hold several doses, but it only allows the needle to be used once, so there isn't a concern about exposure there. A hospital is worried the injector cartridge itself was used on different patients. The problem, microscopic blood or skin cells could travel back up the needle into the pen cartridge. So if that pen cartridge was used on a different patient, even with a clean needle, it could spread a disease.
60 years since the Supreme Court decision known as Brown versus the Board of Education, a case from Kansas, which ultimately led to desegregating public schools. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
It remains today one of the most politicized and controversial decisions in the history of the court, and there were many indications back then that the justices knew it, knew that they were essentially changing a way of life that had persisted for almost 100 years, which explains why the decision was both unanimous and devoid of any enforcement mechanism.
This is CBS News.
And now WPTF News, 53 degrees at 9:03. ALE agents in Fayetteville Police raided a series of nightclubs along Bragg Boulevard Friday, including Mickey's Bar and Grill. They arrested several employees and business owners on drug and alcohol violations. ALE officer Jason Locklear told WTVD-TV they found various drugs.
We have marijuana and an assortment of prescription pills that are being trafficked inside of these locations.
And he adds, just about everyone at Mickey's was involved.
We bought from the manager, we bought from security guards, we bought from adult entertainers, we bought from the cook, the dishwasher, security guards, the person working the front door, the clerk, we bought from everybody inside this place.
Charges range from drug trafficking and use to allowing illegal drug sales.